There's a wide selection of picks for Miss Survivor 2015, but there's an even bigger selection of everything that you could imagine at Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Miss Survivor competitions and Rob Has a Podcast. Whenever you start your Amazon shopping using our link, robhasawebsite.com/Amazon in the U.S. And for our Canadian listeners, use robhasawebsite.com/AmazonCA. Comedy live from my apartment. It's the Miss Survivor finalist results countdown. And now here's the guy who's ready to count it down from the 17 eligible Survivor ladies of 2014 to crown one of them, Miss Survivor 2015. I am Rob Cisternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a very special night here on Rob Has a Podcast. We are live tonight for the second night in a row, and we are ready to tell you who you voted for to move on to the next round of the Miss Survivor 2015 pageant. Of course, the man who has looked at all of these numbers up and down and left and right and back and forth and has gone through everything with a fine-tooth comb, much like Miss Survivor would take to her own beautiful hair. Here is Mr. Kurt Clark, tabulator.
Well done. Yes. Hi. How's it going?
Very good. Kurt, how are you holding up? Did you have a hangover after the Mr. Survivor results last night?
No, I'm good. I'm solid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kurt is solid. 110% even.
There we go.
Yes. All right. And we are very lucky tonight because my begging and pleading worked, because back joining us for the second night in a row to talk about the Miss Survivor finalist countdown, here she is, your reigning Miss Survivor. It's Andrea Belkey.
Hello. I feel like I never left.
Yes. Andrea, let me serenade you with our brand newly added for this year, Miss Survivor Anthem.
M-S-S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R. M-S-S-U-R-V-I-V-O-R. Let's go.
Yes, Aaron Robertson, Miss Survivor Anthem. Yes.
Out,
awesome.
Walk, out, wave, out, fix. She's got them. She's top one, baby. She's not on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know her name. She's got our ancient fame.
Yes, you'll be hearing more. You'll be hearing more of that as we go through this competition. So,
wait, so who made that?
That's from Aaron Robertson. He also has a Mr. Survivor theme, which I was very dumb and did not play last night during our Mr. Survivor competition. So we've got so much stuff to talk about here tonight. Boy, we've got some announcements at the top of the show. We've got a whole countdown. And Kurt, boy, let me give you some big news tonight that is not Miss Survivor or Mr. Survivor related. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. As many of you guys know, we have the Rob Has a Podcast app, which we released in the fall. We have one of the great listeners of Rob Has a Podcast, Eric Betzler, has been he's a developer. He had been working on the Rob Has a Podcast app. Him and I worked very closely on that all through last year. We finally got the iOS version of the app in the App Store. And from the moment it dropped, people said, where is our Android version of the Rahap app? Where is my Rob Has a Podcast app? I can tell you that today, the Android version of the Rahap app has dropped. You can now get it. Go to robhasawebsite.com/Android.
Well done.
How about that, Kurt?
Congratulations.
Yes. Andrea, you have been Miss Survivor during a very exciting period in the history of Rob Has a Podcast.
Androids, here we go.
Yes. Also, and now if you need the iOS version of the Rob Has a Podcast app, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/iOS, and that'll take you to the iTunes store or the App Store where you can get the iOS version. So robhasawebsite.com/iOS for the iOS version, or robhasawebsite.com/Android version. And best of all, for you guys on the Android version, you can also listen to the Evolution of Strategy. There is a code that I'm going to start sending people tomorrow. If you purchase any of the chapters of Evolution of Strategy, I'm going to send you a code to unlock the chapters that are available so you could listen to the audiobook via your Android device. And that update is still pending in the Apple Store. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that on the iOS devices as well, too.
Great.
All right. How about that to start the show?
Damn.
Yes. All right.
Is that the shocking news?
That's big. Well, no, that's just one of the announcements. That's just one of our big announcements here to open the show. Again, thank you to Eric Betzler for all of his hard work on the Android version of the Rahap app. Also, just one selfish announcement that the nominations for podcast awards are closing on Friday night. So if you still want to get in a nomination for Robert's Podcast for the podcast awards for this year, you could still do so at podcastawards.com. We greatly appreciate that for Best Entertainment Podcast and People's Choice Podcast of the Year. And that's it. No other categories. We're not greedy. We're not too greedy. Just those two categories. All right. Kurt, boy, all right, let's why don't we start tonight with some updates from Mr. Survivor, Kurt?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, of course, last night, spoilers, we found our top three finalists for Mr. Survivor last night, as voted by the voting public of Robinson Planet, were in no particular order. We had Jeremy Collins, we had Spencer Bledsoe, and we had Tony Vlachos, right, Andrea?
Yeah, we did.
Yes, yes.
That was the surprising one.
That was the surprising one. Well, we had some updates today on our top three finalists. I can tell you at this hour, Spencer Bledsoe has accepted his nomination and will move on to the next round of Mr. Survivor. Yes, okay. But we have some news on the rest of our finalist pool. Okay, at this hour, Tony Vlachos has tweeted a couple times today about Mr. Survivor. He had not tweeted since December 30th. So these were his first tweets of 2015. He said, "Wowzers, I'm honored to have made the top three Mr. Survivor, but unfortunately I am stepping down. Thanks to all of the fans who voted for me. I will definitely make it up to all of my fans if I ever get the chance to play Survivor again. Hashtag Team Spencer for the crown. Like Survivor tweet, if you can't go into it 100%, then don't. Too much on my plate right now. I can't give Mr. Survivor 100%. Hashtag sorry." Now, this is bad. This sounds bad news. This is not huge. This is not what we needed.
No.
No, this is a setback.
That being said, we're going to give that Tony is a man who we've seen change his mind about a lot of things. He is a man who has maybe flipped one or two times. So we're going to give Tony at least we're going to give him another day or so just to we're working on this. We're going to see if maybe we can get it convince him to change his mind.
So he's not 110%. He's just 100%.
99% out. He's mostly dead in the competition, but that's different than all the way dead. And we will see if maybe we can breathe some life back into Tony's sails. And then we will move along. Also, at this hour, I have an update on Jeremy Collins, Kurt.
Yeah, what is that update?
And Jeremy Collins is still considering whether he will move on in the Mr. Survivor competition. What do you think of this, Andrea?
That's lame because he accepted last night via Twitter, and now he's having second thoughts.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. He has not officially accepted the invitation to the top three at this hour.
I seem really excited about it.
I think a lot of people would be bummed, but we have not officially had a confirmation from Jeremy. And so we will keep you guys updated as we move through the weekend. Of course, the deadline for getting locked in will be for the weekend. Monday, we'll start the interview section of this, and so I can tell you Spencer is in, Jeremy is on the fence, and Tony appears to be 1.5 feet out.
Yeah,
so we'll see. And then of course we will move down the food chain if need be. Andrea,
I know, I really hope those two guys come around.
Look, it's disappointing.
Well, I'll tweet them at the end of this and just
yes.
Mentioned.
Yes. Kurt, I was thinking about this this morning. In for future years, should we have to get people to say, like, almost like if you're running for president, I choose to run for Mr. Survivor before we do the votes? Should we reach out to all of the everybody beforehand and ask them, and then only have the names on the ballot of people that have agreed to participate beforehand?
I prefer the peer pressure of the rap community, personally.
What do you think, Andrea?
Yeah, I like doing it with everybody.
Okay. All right, fine.
Then whether they know it exists or not,
that's,
I think,
the will of the people.
You just have to deal with it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so, and hope is still alive then for John Rocker and David Sampson and Cliff Robinson too then.
Yeah, make it all the way.
Anything is possible in this competition, and that's possible. What I love about Mr. Survivor.
All right, and then I have one more big announcement concerning this competition tonight.
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right, well, Kurt, maybe, do you want to take this away? Kurt has, over the weekend...
Yeah.
Kurt has apprised me of a situation that came up when Kurt went to tally, and Andrea doesn't know about this either. I know, but neither does anybody else. Kurt, can you update about us a certain situation affecting tonight's results announcement?
It's a little sticky situation.
Yes, maybe in more ways than one.
This is a sticky situation.
Yes, we have our own sticky situation tonight.
Okay. When I went in and I looked at the votes, and I looked at the contestant A, who was in third place, and contestant B, who was in fourth place, 6 votes separated third and fourth place.
Wow.
When I went in and cleaned the votes, got rid of some of the wonky votes, the multiple, you know, people, you know, stuffing the ballot, the contestant B was now in third place with a 4-vote lead over contestant A, who was now in fourth place. So this is too close to call. This is like within the margin of error. So I immediately got, I raised the tabulator signal. I got on the horn with Rob, and you cool with me announcing what the outcome, like in terms of what we've decided?
Yes. We'll discuss this.
Yeah. So we discussed, we are going to open for the first time in Miss Survivor history because it's too close to call. For between 3 and 4, we're going to have a top four
finalists will be invited to participate in the next round. What do you think of this, Andrea?
I think that's a good call.
Yes. Yeah, so let me just explain the situation one more time in case anybody isn't following the math from the tabulator. So that third place and fourth place are so close that there's no way to really call it. We're too close within the margin of error. So almost in a hanging chad situation, rather than having a recount or anything like this, we think it would be unfair to only have 3 when 3 and 4 were in a virtual tie. There's been a tie for third place. We are going to invite the top 4. Now, if anybody in the top 4 does not accept, we will not keep a top 4. If somebody backs out, for instance, if woman A in the top 4 says, you know what, thanks, but no thanks, hashtag sorry, then we won't invite the 5th place person to take their place.
Right.
That makes sense.
Okay. So we will only have a top three, if somebody in the top 4 doesn't move on. If 2 people say they don't want to do it, we will still go back to a top 3. We will only have a top 4 if all 4 women in the top 4 accept the nominations. All right.
There we go.
Andrea, I promised you.
Curveball. You never know.
I promised you a curveball. I promised you drama and controversy, and it would not be Miss Survivor without that.
And it looks like the chat room seems to agree. Everyone's saying top 4, baby. So
top 4, baby. Here we go.
Consensus is people are on board.
All right. So we have so much to do tonight. 17 women here are in the mix for Miss Survivor. And we are going to begin tonight to, Kurt, in no particular order, get our bottom 5.
Bottom 5, baby. Here we go.
Yes. All right. Are you ready, Andrea?
I am ready.
All right. Do you have in your mind a top 3 like you did last night?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Now, could you extend that to a top 4?
Oh, let me think. Oh, it's so tricky. I think so. Wait, look, star. Okay, I know my top four.
Yeah, yeah. Andrea has careful notes also. She's been writing.
I'm a pen and paper person. I have to write everything down.
Yes, what a great Miss Survivor. Yes, I hope that the Miss Survivor hopefuls are taking notes at your outstanding work, Andrea.
Everyone should have a notebook with just Survivor stuff.
That's right. Or an index card. All right. So, Kurt, here we go. Number one of the bottom five in no particular order tonight. Let's get it started.
Okay. No particular order. One of the bottom five from Survivor Cagayan, Lindsay Ogle.
Okay. So, all right. So, Lindsay.
Yeah.
One of the bottom five. Here we go. And she was somebody who walked off Survivor, was a quitter. Was still able to be a part of this competition, but she doesn't need to quit because she is out here at one of the people in the bottom five. Andrea, your thoughts?
I kind of figured.
Yes.
Know.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think she would have even done Miss Survivor.
Yes.
So probably yes. Good she's out at bottom five.
Kurt, did you stack the deck to put a quitter at the bottom?
No, I did not.
Okay.
It just naturally fell that way. I'm not going to say where in the bottom five she placed, but she is in the bottom five. No campaigning. Probably didn't know that this was happening. So there she is.
Okay. Well, look.
I'm not even aware that Rob has a podcast as a thing.
Is that? No, she's been a guest on this show, Andrea. How could you say that? Did you say she doesn't know? Who doesn't know that Rob has a podcast? Well, look, she's been a good example to her daughter in this competition. She has conducted herself very well, and a lot of people are proud of how she's done, Kurt.
I'm sure that they are. She didn't have to quit this. She just wasn't selected to move on.
She wasn't selected to move on. Of course, I didn't set this up at the top of the show. Of course, Scott St. Pierre is helping us behind the scenes. Of course, we have our leaderboard tonight, and tonight... Somebody from the bottom row is one of the first people out. Last night, it looked like it was going to be a real pagonging for the top row. Tonight, it's the bottom row that takes the first hit as Lindsay goes out. First of 17 people that we will talk about. Not necessarily in 17th place, but one of the first five that we'll talk about. Of course, also, we're live, which I did not mention at the top of the show. We are following what you have to say in the chat room. Which is right here on robhasawebsite.com during all of our live shows. Plus, we are also following your tweets on Twitter with the hashtag RHAP. We will take your comments as we go through along the way. And also on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Let's hear what you guys are saying right now about the Lindsay selection here in the bottom five. This is from Super Survivor Suck Up in the Car says, I called it. I thought the bottom five would have Julie and or Lindsay since they both quit. That's one person already nailed it, like Nostradamus, Kurt. Also, Igor says, Lindsay's hairs are to smell so bad, gross, like poop and pee. How would you know, Igor? How dare you? Kurt, we don't have any information to back that up, right?
I did not ask people to give reasons for the people they did not vote for. That could have been something that had popped up had we had some open-ended section like that.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt that.
I cannot confirm this.
I doubt that. All right, Kurt. All right, so that was the first of our many comments along the way. and a small sample of the great comments that we get on Rob as a Podcast. All right, Kurt, who is next on the list?
Also in the bottom five, somebody from San Juan del Sur, it is Julie McGee.
Oh, back to back. Back to back and belly to belly, a trail mix scandal we will not have in our Miss Survivor competition. Andrew, there was some controversy as to whether Julie McGee should be on the ballot.
Well, if Lindsay's on the ballot, then Julie should be.
Yes. Yes.
That's actually a good point.
Yes. I felt like, let her be on the ballot. If the people want her, the people will select her. But here she is, the second in a row. And Kurt, it seems to me like quitting Survivor is a bad strategy to win Miss Survivor.
Just like it's a bad strategy to win Survivor, it is indeed a bad strategy to also win Miss Survivor or Mr. Survivor. I don't, like, for instance, if this had gone on during Tom Westman's first season, you know, Ian kind of will quit the challenge. Would, depending on how far you go in the game, would it potentially have helped you out? Would we have seen, how would Nayaka have done? So does it also matter that they were pre-merge quits? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see if future quitters could ever make it out of the bottom five on Miss Survivor, Miss Survivor. Okay. So we don't need to spend too much time on Julie. We'll make up some time here. All right, Kurt, who is next here on your list of the bottom five?
We have another person from San Juan del Sur, Val Collins.
Oh, this is bad. Terrible. This is terrible. Yeah. Val Collins out in the bottom five. I thought that she was somebody who was going to potentially be a sleeper on Survivor San Juan del Sur, but it was all because she went to Exile Island early on. It was hard for her to bounce back, Andrea.
I know. I wish she would have stayed on Survivor longer. And I wish she would have stayed in this Survivor contest longer.
Yes.
Now I don't know. I hope this doesn't sway Jeremy the wrong way.
Yes, I don't know. This could be a bad omen for... Yeah, they could have run as a potential king and queen of Survivor. But unfortunately, that will not be the case as Val has ended up here in the bottom five tonight, Kurt.
Was she your pick preseason to win?
No, I think that it was maybe, I think I was, she was somebody I was looking at. I think that maybe she might have been Nicole's pick, if I remember correctly.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Unfortunately, that she was not able to move on here in the Miss Survivor competition. So to update the big board here, all right, three are down, and we have now 14 different women remain in the running for Miss Survivor 2015. Very exciting. Exciting way to start off the night.
Yeah, it's. I think we had a couple things that weren't necessarily huge surprises, but I personally thought Val might make it a little bit higher. Should we go on to the next member of our bottom five?
Yes.
Let's keep the bottom five.
Keep firing, tabulator.
Okay. We have the fourth person revealed from Survivor Cagayan. I believe this was your pick, Sarah Lucina.
Oh, this is a shocker that Sarah is in the bottom five. Bottom five, baby, for Sarah, who I thought a lot of people like Sarah.
Yeah, I think that they do. It's like, I think the common thing about all four of the people so far is there's been no, at least again, looking at their Twitter accounts, no mention of Miss Survivor, no campaigning. Sarah, her most recent tweet was before I got your poll up on, I think it was, you know, on January 16th.
Yes.
You know, Val was tweeting a bit, but mostly a trash talk with the Wentworths about some football. But yeah, you know, Sarah has been pretty quiet.
Boy, it's a tough night for the police officers so far.
And so, didn't Sarah just have a little baby?
Yeah, she just had a baby. I give her a pass, Kurt, on the campaigning.
She's a little busy right now.
She has a little baby and, you know, less than 1 year old. So she's very busy.
But she could have used it to her advantage. A tweet, if you like babies, vote for me.
Yes, she could have gotten the baby bump of like, look at my adorable kid. I should vote for me for Miss Survivor.
Yeah, it's. I know I would have liked to have seen her, just as I like would have liked to have seen her go a little bit, you know, a bit further in the competition of Survivor. I think I would have liked to have seen her place a little bit higher, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yes. Word is that Cass is in the chat room and going nuts right now as Sarah is eliminated here in the bottom five.
Cass is in the chat room?
Yes.
Pop on by and say
chatting away with the people watching the live show here on robinswebsite.com. All right, so Sarah is out. Sad to see her go. Here's what you guys are saying. LulB99 says, Sarah just got blindsided. Dun, dun, dun. Blindside indeed for Sarah. Also, President Sarah lost an election. Shocker. She was the president, and now she's not.
It's interesting. We're having like the sports figures like populated the bottom five yesterday. Now we're getting, it looks like a little bit of law enforcement today.
Okay. All right. So who rounds out the bottom five, Kurt?
Next up in our bottom five from Survivor San Juan del Sur, Missy Payne.
No. Missy. M is for Missy. Yes. Oh, my God.
That's actually really surprising.
This is very surprising. Are you are you sure you got this right, Kurt?
I am positive. Shut
your mouth, homie G.
Are you sure? Are you positive that you got this right?
Absolutely positive.
You Roger that?
Roger that. This is Roger that.
Yeah.
Jatia?
Muffin is out here in the bottom five.
Wow. You know what? And I don't know if this is going behind the scenes a bit too much. I don't know what it is about the voters and Missy, but if you go back to the San Juan del Sur fan favorite player of the game, she was the person who went the longest in that poll without getting any votes.
So I thought the fans love Muffin.
Maybe that was the confusion. Maybe I should have put Muffin instead of Missy.
What does Muffin think, though?
Who's Muffin? Yeah. Is that the confusion? Should she, Andrea, do you think, should Kurt have put Missy/Muffin?
I think, yeah, because I think people were confused. They were looking for Muffin and then thought maybe she wasn't eligible to be voted for.
Yeah.
Put it on me.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
Boy, this is a tough blow here for Missy. I don't know if I want to go on anymore.
Maybe she was attending birthday parties and just had you know, not enough time to be campaigning.
I'm not talking to you. Well, I heard
smarty
it. Poop.
She won't be talking to you, smarty poo tabulator.
You know what? I don't make the news. I just report on it.
Boy, this is upsetting. Very, very upsetting to not have Missy, because she would come to your birthday party. You would know she would come to the Miss Survivor finals, Andrea.
I know. She'd have been fun. She'd have caused a ruckus.
Yes, it would be very, very fun. Oh boy. I want to know what you guys have to say about Missy not making the cut here for not making it out of the bottom five even for Miss Survivor. This is from Vincent Lee, says Muffin was robbed at this position. I agree. We needed to see Muffin move on here in the competition because it would have been very, very fun. This could have been redemption for her after Reed gave her that speech, Andrea.
What? Sorry. Okay. I gotta focus. The comments and the Twitter, I try to be involved with
Muffin. Gotta focus. Stay on target. Stay on target, Andrea.
Okay, I'm here. I'm 100% here now. I was being interactive. Can't do it.
Can't be too interactive. RFM 7846. Yeah. Good to see the wicked stepmother out in the bottom. Is this Reed's Twitter, RFM 7846, Kurt?
You got the R correct if you're looking at initials.
Oh man. Hey, let's be nice, everybody. Emma is just Emma says, where's Reed and his evil stepmother's speech? I feel like it's very appropriate right now. Boy, people
fingers.
A very, very mixed reaction tonight for Missy not moving on here in the competition. Do we have one more? This is from Alexander. Says Muffin got robbed again. Yeah. All right. So we will have to move on without Missy. And let's update the big board. And we see here tonight. Oh, no, it's the bottom row that's really taken a beating so far. 4 out of 5 are in the bottom row tonight. Only right now, it looks like we have 4 into 8 remain on the bottom row. All from the people in the back half of the alphabet. That's Morgan, Nadia, Natalie, and Trish remain, while the top half of the alphabet is 8 people strong. So it's an 8-4 advantage for the top row to the bottom row so far as we get through our bottom 5 here on the Miss Survivor countdown. So this is exciting. Now we're into the top 12.
Yeah, we can finally start assigning numbers to these people.
Okay.
They're all just numbers.
Now it's a numbers game. All right, Kurt, here we go. Number 12 in the countdown.
Okay, so the bottom 5, the votes range from about 180 votes to just over 300 votes. Number 12, with 620 ballots cast for this person, from Survivor Cagayan, Jatia Taylor.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Jatia is out. And hide your kids, hide your rice. Jatia is out at number 12. And I'm surprised, Kurt. I thought that maybe there could have been some pro-Jatia sentiment out there.
There were some positive votes floating around. She retweeted some votes and some support that people were giving her, but I didn't see any actual campaigning from her. She was out about third, I believe, right? Third or fourth.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, I just want to say for the record, this had nothing to do with me. I don't do anything about these votes. This was not my fault, Andrea. I had nothing to do with how people voted here.
I know. I didn't say you did.
Yes.
I kind of expected her to be down there.
So
this wasn't super shocking.
You expected Jatia to be in the bottom six.
Yeah, she was out early. I don't know. She's not that active on social media. I didn't think she was going to be super high.
Do you think that the way that she snubbed me in the Survivor Secret Santa this year affected people's voting?
That actually probably had a lot to do with it. She should have thought twice about that.
Kurt, do I need to raise the security threat level at the headquarters of Rob as a Podcast tonight?
Is it good from yellow to orange? Is that where we're going?
Yes. Yes.
have we entered plaid yet?
Yes. Oh my God. I can't believe it. So Jatia is out here at number 12 in the competition, and this is getting tough. Okay. Kurt, is it true that Jatia had more votes and then she went and dumped a bunch of her votes out?
It could very well have happened. Maybe tried to restore as many of the votes as possible into a usable condition, but at best that would have, I don't think that even would have got her in the top 10, if that is the case.
Okay. So updating the big board, where we see Jatia is out at number 12 as we head towards the top 11 tonight. Let's see if we have some reactions from you guys. Igor says Jatia should have just burned the Miss Survivor sash in the fire before she lost. Andrea, are you concerned that Jatia would burn the Miss Survivor sash?
Yeah, I feel like if she would have been in the top three, she'd have sabotaged a lot. So this was probably a good thing that happened.
It's probably a good thing.
The last part of Igor's tweet that went,
Yeah. All right. Alex.
Hold that in there, Rob.
Yes. I'll leave all of the sound effects to you, Andrea. Alex says, shocked, actually. I thought Jatia is an unreasonable fan base would get her a few more votes. Does Jatia have an unreasonable fan base, Andrea?
I'm unaware of this unreasonable fan base.
It's about 600.
I get an unreasonable fan base.
It's about 620 people.
Okay. Well, that's pretty unreasonable fan base.
Yeah.
This is from Isaac, who says, Rob is going to get a package. And I'm checking to see if any packages are ticking that I get the next couple days.
Is that the real reason that you're moving? Is because you heard that she got a hold of your address?
Yes. Well, I sent it to her. She said she was going to send me something, and I gave her my real address and not a P.O. box because I said, okay, well, I she'll be mad if I give her the P.O. box. But then
your address floating around there.
Yeah, now my address is floating around.
Right, never like a floating address.
Yeah. finally, Survivor fan says, I'm going to throw rice in my fire now that Jatia is out.
One of those unreasonable fans, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Kurt, let's move on to the top 11.
And number 11, also from Survivor Cagayan, with about 660 ballots cast, Trish Hegarty.
Trish. Oh. Here's Trish. D is for Trish, and Trish is out here of the Miss Survivor competition. Trish the Dish, Kurt.
Yeah. Even though she did well in the game, and I actually liked her as the player, I'm not sure how active she's being in the community. So, looking at what she didn't really. She did nothing on social media in support of this, so she didn't know what was happening, and she didn't necessarily try for it.
Is she on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Trish Hegarty.
Interesting.
Does she tweet a lot?
No, not a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Eliza was not a big Trish fan during the season.
Why is that? I mean, it's not like she quit. She didn't throw any challenges.
Yeah.
I mean,
She was
Eliza hates everyone.
Yeah, she wasn't a
one or two people, and everyone else she will just hate.
She was not a big fan. So Trish is out here for the Miss Survivor competition. So we will not have any a Miss Survivor from effing Boston, I don't think.
No,
I don't think so. She's too busy thinking about the Patriots this week to run for Miss Survivor. Again, we talked about distractions last night.
Yeah, and that's probably what was drawing her away.
Yeah, I do think that she could have been good in the debates.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting thing. Is I had toyed with the idea of asking people in an open-ended section if they wanted to, why are you voting for the people you're voting for? Because I think we see that some people are voting for who's going to be an entertaining debater or interview, who's going to give the most to the rap community, who is kind of embodies the typical physical characteristics of somebody you would expect to be a Miss Survivor. So I think it would have been interesting to see. For the 660 people who voted for Trish, what it was that they saw in her and why they wanted her to continue.
All right, let's hear some reactions from you guys. Ryan says, malnutrition is not Miss Survivor? Question mark. Yes, that's correct. She's not. RJ341 says, Trish was robbed. She would have made a great underdog win. Hey, what do you think of that, Andrea?
She would have. I don't think anyone expected her to go very far, so she'd have been an underdog.
She would.
I liked Trish a lot.
Yes. What was it that you liked about her?
Okay, this is a weird thing, reason to like someone. I like that she kind of annoyed everyone else on her tribe. Sometimes those are my favorite people.
Okay. Like Philip.
A little out there, but she actually spoke up, and she was kind
of
funny.
Is that because she reminded you of the specialist that annoyed people?
Yeah, one of those love-hate things.
Okay. Let's see. Also, this is from Reality Show 17. Said, OMG, I love Trish. I'm so sad that she's and shocked. Hashtag Mansu Trish. What's a Mansu Trish?
Not sure.
Is that an animal?
I don't know.
Mansu Trish.
Also, Paulino says, now Trish is going to say that Tony was only on the top three because she let him. Is that what she's going to say?
She might say that, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys really have your finger on the pulse of this competition. Of course, Trish isn't winning Miss Survivor. She did tell us that she's a man. Oh, no, that she was joking, Kurt.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Come on.
Yeah. RJ Full One says, if Trish was robbed, she would have made the great underdog win. Yes, I've heard that. let's go ahead and talk about, let's update the big board first as we approach our top 10. All right. For those of you guys listening to the audio version, let's tell you who's in the mix here as we head into the top 10. This is where the rubber meets the road. Our top 10 finalists for Miss Survivor this year are Alexis, Baylor, Jacqueline, Jeffra, Cass, Kelly, Tasha, Morgan, and both of the twinnies, Nadia and Natalie. So yes. There we are, our top 10. Heading into Miss Survivor 2015. Andrea, are your top picks all still on the board?
Still there.
Okay. Andrea knows what she's talking
about. I'm feeling more confident than last night.
Yes.
I mean, after last night happened, I was a little bummed that my top three weren't exact, but I think I got it this time.
Yeah. Well, you got blindsided by the Tony thing.
That was a huge blindside. Yeah.
You didn't think Tony was going to be in the top three.
No way. I don't even know if he was going to be in the top 10, so I don't know.
All right. Miss Survivor is telling it like it is. She's not sucking kneecaps.
Can we recast the blindside with Andrea and Tony? I think that would be a good film that we need to see.
Could be. All right. Here we go. So let's go, Kurt. Who's at number 10?
At number 10. With about 800 ballots cast for them, from San Juan del Sur, Nadia Anderson.
All right. Well, we knew probably a twinny was going to fall off eventually. So one has to go. It's Nadia in the top 10. Very disappointing here. But, you felt like maybe Nadia and Natalie could split votes. But Nadia is the one to go out here at number 10. Andrea, your thoughts?
It's tough to be Nadia because there's two of them. Are you really going to vote for both of them? And then she didn't make it very far. So she kind of got the short end of the stick here.
Yes. Kurt, there was also some you were concerned about some confusion of people trying to vote for Natalie and voting for Nadia and vice versa.
I actually wasn't concerned. I received a few tweets about it, and I was like, you know what? If you're not taking something as seriously as the Miss Survivor pageant, to make sure you're voting for the right person before you step out of that, you know, voting booth, then you're not doing your job as a RAP citizen. So, yeah. So, I'm sure, but you know, the fact that that Natalie is still in it and Nadia isn't still in it makes me think that a majority of the people probably got the right 20 when they were voting.
See, I think it would have been an effective strategy if I was running the campaign for one of the other Miss Survivor hopefuls. I think I would have told people to, if you were concerned about Natalie, if that was the person that you were worried about beating, I would say round out your ballot with Nadia because she'll split the 20 vote. And so I would try to prop up Nadia and with the hopes that Nadia and Natalie would split votes down the road.
Or if you can't remember which is which, you get to vote for three people, vote for both of them, and then a third person.
Yeah, that's
maybe that could happen. She's pretty high. Maybe people are confused and just clicked on both of the faces.
So maybe some savvy campaign managers were thinking the same thing. All right, so let's hear the reaction from you guys here as we learn that Nadia is at number 10 in Miss Survivor 2015. This is from Calla Johnston, who says, no, not Nadia. Yes, it is Nadia. I'm very sorry to tell you that. Number 10. This is from Survivor fan Kyle, says, no, I love the 20s. Well, you'll have to only love one of the 20s in the Miss Survivor competition. This is from Alakazam 77. I feel like Nadia is only this far because people got her confused with her sister. Will Natalie fall out of the top three? Kurt,
I actually don't think this is the case. I think there was a lot of love for a 20 ballot. So I'm guessing that there wasn't confusion, and I'm guessing that people did vote for both of them to have a potential 20 top three. So I'm really not thinking that that was the case.
I don't think that there was confusion.
I doubt there was that much confusion.
No. I mean, they've been on The Amazing Race twice. I don't think this isn't like a regular first person off.
It didn't help the fact that at the start of the polls, Nadia was encouraging people to vote for Natalie, not realizing that everybody got three votes on their ballot.
Oh, she voted for both.
So she was actually campaigning for her sister at the beginning, very self-sacrificing of her, until somebody pointed out to her that you actually get three votes in this round. And then it started to be, there were some 20s for the win sort of campaigns going on out there.
Okay. Damian Roberts says, for a first boot, I don't think this is half bad for Nadia. Yeah, you got to look at the glass half full.
There you go.
Paul Borges says, a poor Nadia, but understandable. Natalie is so much hotter. Hashtag RJP, hashtag Bell, let's talk. Yeah, that's 5 cents right there.
They look the same.
No, Paul Borges is saying that Natalie is the hotter 20. Also, Alexander Point says, if Natalie makes top four, how will you prove that Nadia isn't debating in her place? Well, I know the difference.
Project DNA, twin twist.
Yeah, I know the difference. That would be a big scandal if we ever found out that I was interviewing Nadia and not Natalie in one of the Miss Survivor interviews. That would put Deflategate to shame. If that would be a scandal of gigantic proportions, right, Andrea?
That would.
That's right.
You do know now that if Natalie is in the top four, you have just made it certain that is going to happen at some point.
No, that would be a huge scandal. It would be a huge scandal. All right. Number nine. Let's look at the big board here. Okay, so nine women are left here in Miss Survivor 2015.
Yes. At number nine, with just over 1,000 ballots cast, from San Juan del Sur, Baylor Wilson.
Wow. Oh, I can't believe it. Baylor.
That's
wow.
Shocking.
This
is in my top.
This is, and
shut your mouth, homie G.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Where was the sticky situation turnout?
This is a sticky situation. Oh.
She actually had a concert in Fort Worth during the time that the poll was going on, and there's some TV appearances. Lots of promoting of the concert, lots of promoting of like post-concert media appearances. I saw not a thing on her on her Twitter feed at all mentioning Miss Survivor. I know several people were campaigning for her. They should have got her to campaign for herself because almost no mention of Miss Survivor in her Twitter feed.
I saw that too. She could have threw a couple tweets about it, and I think she would have had way more votes.
I thought the voters were going to turn out and say,
"Love you, babe."
And apparently they did not. This is the biggest shock to me so far. Baylor at number 9.
Yeah, it's actually very shocking. But then again, here we see another person that just got distracted. You got to keep your eye on the prize.
She had too much going on, Andrea.
Too much. You have to focus. It takes a lot of focus to win the Survivor. So she was just a little spread too thin.
Spread it too thin. And she could have wrote a song about this. I mean, she has a big following. I can't believe it that she is the person that's out here at number 9.
Yeah, you know, maybe the voters thought she was a bit of a brat and just didn't want to put her down on the ballot.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But apparently that's the case, Kurt. I'm shocked. I'm stunned.
You'll be okay?
Speechless even. Yes. All right, let's go ahead and let's take some reactions from you guys. Abby Sue says, I was still hoping for a 20 top two. Well, Paulino says, well, Rob, you just got yourself in a sticky situation. Well, why am I in a sticky situation? What does this have to do with me?
Talk to the 8,000 people who voted.
Yeah, I was more in a sticky situation with Jatia at 12. I don't think Baylor's going to be mad at me. Abby Sue says, this is the stickiest situation in Miss Survivor history. I don't know that. I think the RC year is probably was a stickier situation all around for me. The Quantum Mammoth Swine says RHAP. Her voters must have gotten in a sticky situation and loved you on Amazon, Rob. I don't know that a lot of people bringing up the sticky situation, but not a lot of people voting for Baylor. I guess the voters don't love you, Bay. That's from Survivor Fan 7. Yeah. Low by 99. Shut your mouth, homie G. Yep.
Shut your mouth, homie G.
It's true. I can't believe it. What a big twist tonight, Kurt.
That's an upset. That is definitely an upset in my book.
Yeah.
A major upset.
People were not voting for you, Smarty Poo.
Yes. So I can't believe it. Wow. That's why, look, Miss Survivor, you know, you can do all the predictions, all the simulations in the world. You don't know how it's going to go until we tabulate the votes. I thought she was at a good chance at the top 3 or the top 4. I thought that maybe she could have snuck in at that top 4.
I have her in my top 3 for sure.
Yeah, well, she's not. She's not in the top 3. So Baylor is out as we look towards the top 8. Just to set the stage here, we have it is Alexis, Jacqueline, Jeffra, Cass. There she is. She's in the mix, causing chaos. Kelly, Tasha, Morgan, and Natalie. So 4 and 4, top row, bottom row here as we move on. Right now, it looks like from Cagayan, we have a slight advantage. 5 Cagayan, 3 San Juan del Sur people in the mix. All right, Kurt, take us to top 8.
Wow.
Yeah, at number 8, we'll even it up a little bit because we got someone from Survivor Cagayan with just over 1,300 votes, Jeffra Bland.
Jeffra Bland. Oh, this is very sad. Jeffra. Boy, Jeffra is out. Now, Jeffra had some big news, though, recently, right, Kurt?
You know, if she did, I missed it.
Andrea?
Well, she's married, but that was a few months ago, right?
Yes. Yes.
Is there more news besides that?
I thought there was some more. I thought that she recently had some more news, but I don't want to. I thought that she was she expecting also? Can we confirm that?
I don't want to
start rumors. Can anybody confirm that in the chat room before I have to redact that?
I don't know.
She definitely wasn't expecting to win Miss Survivor because there were no.
Oh, come on.
Because there were no. Just
looking a little bitter? I don't know.
There were no tweets. I think there was one time somebody had mentioned that they had voted for Natalie and Jeffra and Jacqueline. Natalie replied to that. And then Jeffra replied to Natalie's reply. But other than that, there was no hint that she understood what Miss Survivor is.
Yes.
I don't know if she's pregnant.
Yes.
Good job, Rob. Come on.
That's what people are... I'm not sure if people are repeating back what I said. Yes. Yes.
Did you hear this on the internet?
I did. I thought she... Yes. I have it confirmed. Spencer's in the chat room, says yes, Jeffrey is expecting. Yes, I can confirm.
Oh, she is.
Boy, I'm sweating now.
According to Spencer.
Spencer.
And come on.
Wait, Spencer, Survivor Spencer?
Yes. Yes.
He listening?
Yes. Yes.
Does he have
something to do?
What does he do all day? Just watch Gilmore Girls and listen.
Yes, that's what he's been doing. He's watching the Gilmore Girls and tracking who's pregnant and not. So, all right, so good. Some good news in the world of Jeffra. It's not all bad news after not making the top three of Miss Survivor. Let's get some reactions from people. Igor, he is fired up tonight. I love Jeffra. She's so cute when she's crying in the rain. I think she's crying in the rain right now, like in Cagayan. So sad. R.I.P. Jeffra. Well, she's not dead. She's just dead in the competition. We're not. About to experience the miracle of childbirth. So all good news all around outside of this. Okay.
Yeah, I was surprised to see her make it as far as she did, to be honest. I was surprised to see her this high, but I'm guessing, you know, she was on the beauty tribe. I think that, you know, from a pageant perspective, maybe, you know, Alexis is still in it. Morgan is still in it. Quite a good representation from the females of the beauty tribe. You know, Jeffra being the first one out. So were they custom built for the competition? Maybe that's why they're so high in the polls.
Boy, first beauty gone. Meanwhile, two brains are still hanging in there right now.
Yeah, that's true.
How about that? Brains over beauty.
And they might have a better strategy to get both, you know?
Yeah, actually, it's two brains and two beauties left. That's an interesting side note to watch in this competition. All right, so let's see any other Jeffra comments. This is from the Lazy Sword. The audacity of her being the lowest beauty. Well, I'm sorry. That's the case. That's the case. So that is the deal with Jeffra. I saw Michael Norris said in the chat room that Jeffra was trying to keep it a secret, and I ruined it that she's pregnant. I saw a picture on Instagram. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. If it was a secret, I wouldn't know. Let's put it that way.
It's the wrong kind of rap bump, yeah. Rob.
That's a different rap bump. Okay. Yeah. So that is the deal with Jeffra. Okay. So, Kurt, now we get things get interesting. Top seven. The big swings happen at seven at Survivor. We're about to see what's going to happen here. Of course, for the audio people, I can tell you that it is Alexis, Jeffra, Chaos Cass, Kelly Wentworth, Tasha, Morgan, and Natalie. And I really have no idea how this could unfold. This is interesting, especially that we're talking about a top four tonight. Boy, I wouldn't be surprised if any direction this went.
Well, let's just keep on going up, and I'll go ahead and reveal number seven.
Okay.
Number seven from Survivor Cagayan with just over 1,600 ballots. Chaos Cass.
Oh, Chaos Cass. Well, what a run here for Chaos Cass. And I commend Chaos Cass for coming out to the chat room and being here live for the vote reveal. I thought Chaos Cast would have really made this a fun debate.
Yeah, I personally wanted to see her. I did not vote, but I would have liked to have seen her in the top, as someone just to, yeah, to run, to be able to run in the, as a co-campaign with Spencer.
Again, much in the same way she was on Survivor, the person to throw a monkey wrench into things. I think that she would have thrown a very interesting monkey wrench into this this competition. And I think it would have been very fun to have her in the mix, but what a run here for Chaos Cass.
She did a little, go ahead, Andrea.
I was going to say, I'm pretty bummed too. She would have been really great to have in the debates.
Yes.
She's here in the chat room. She's a good sport.
Yeah. She campaigned a little bit for it. There was a tweet that I think sent to Rob and myself saying, is there a category involving delusional, ugly, bitter old ladies with zero chance of winning? Pick me.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, she kind of tweeted out the link and said to people, help me get my first tiara or just to rabble rouse at the debate. Yeah, that got retweeted a little bit. So she's a little bit of campaigning. Unfortunately, she is out at 7.
The chat room has erupted in chaos. That I'm worried that there could be a coup tonight, Kurt. I'm worried that now the chat room is going to create a denial of service attack and shut down this broadcast.
The chaos is going to spill out into the streets, into the chat streets of the chat town from the chat room.
Yeah, people are very upset. This is a really bad situation. Chaos has erupted, and people are very upset. She says she had a llama lined up in the chat room.
Oh,
might have started campaigning a little too late. I think that's
too late. Too late in the competition, Andrea. Why? How late did Chaos Cast start?
I mean, now she's in the chat room bringing up all her followers. Maybe there's something she could have done when the voting was still going on.
Yes. Yes.
And a little more interactive.
All right. So only one brain remains in this competition on the ladies' side, and that would be Tasha. One person from the Brains tribe, two people from the Beauty tribe remain, and then we have the rest from Survivor San Juan del Sur. Okay, let's get some reactions here, and I'm sure there might be many. This is from Sakishi's broadcasting channel. It says, they all sucked besides Cass and Natalie strategically, and Cass dwarfed Natalie. Okay, so there you have it.
I think the problem is not everybody's voting based on strategy. I mean, so that's just something we have to keep in mind.
Look, people have I never tell people how to vote on Miss Survivor. I leave it very open-ended. People can vote however they want, whatever they feel like is the criteria for Miss Survivor. But Sakishi's broadcasting channel puts it very bluntly here tonight that everybody else sucked.
Whoa, I'm just going to say the chat room is freaking out.
Yes. Kurt, people are demanding a recount
in the
chat room. Kurt, will you do a recount on the votes?
Yeah, 1 second.
Even Andrea tweeted recount.
She's still in seventh place. I just recounted.
Yes. Even Andrea wants the recount, Kurt. So can we get one more recount?
Still seventh place.
Still seventh place. Okay. Is there a possibility that there could have been some voter irregularity?
I can't speak to how regular the voters were, but I don't think that's going to impact who they actually voted for.
Okay. All right. So, Scott, let me know if we have any other comments about Cass. All the chat room is too busy to comment anywhere else, but people are saying in the chat room, Big Brother fan says, Kurt, you are ruining it. People are saying that this was rigged against Cass. Nicolette says, where are the bees, Kurt? Yeah.
There's a recount for Andrea.
So boy, Busto the Clown says the ballot was intentionally confusing. Kurt, did you make the ballot intentionally confusing to screw over Cass?
Only for those voters from Florida.
Yes. Yes. All right. So that's a thing where, you know, that maybe does the Cass demographic skew older and that the ballot was confusing?
You know, distinct possibility.
Yes. All right, so
that's stressful.
That's all we can do.
Glad we got through that. Let's move on.
Okay, Miss Survivor says we should move on. All right, so let's update the board here. We now see top six baby. Here we go. Four of these top six will move on with an invitation to the finals tonight. They are Alexis, Jacqueline, Kelly, Tasha, Morgan, and Natalie. So we have six left. Four will move on. Two will be eliminated before the end of this program tonight. And this is going to be very, very interesting. Andrea, are your top four still all on the board?
No, but I have...
Baylor is off, right?
Yeah, I have three still in.
Three still in. Boy, this is very... this is very exciting. Okay, so we're seeing... hold on. I think Kurt is readying the vote here for top six. Andrea, what has been the biggest surprise for you outside of the Baylor thing? Is it Cass at top seven?
There we are. Sorry about that.
No, I thought that Cass would be up there because her fans are pretty vocal. I'm actually surprised that Jeffra didn't beat the other two beauty people.
Yeah, she did not. Well, she didn't campaign hard enough.
I know. That's, it's a weird thing. I thought that she would have been higher than Alexis and Morgan, but that shows how much I know.
Yeah. All right, Kurt, are you ready to give us number six?
Yeah, sorry I blacked out there for a second.
So you lost your internet momentarily. Do you think that it was a result of a Chaos Cast attack?
I think that's Anonymous was messing with my iPad. It just crashed. I had to reboot.
Anonymous.
No, yeah. A little bit of Anonymous, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Kurt, number six.
Number six, with just over 1,750 votes, Alexis Maxwell.
All right. Ah. Oh, boy. Alexis, I think she would have been a very good candidate for Miss Survivor. I wonder if it came down to the campaigning for Alexis. Kurt, what did you observe?
No tweets since January 3rd.
That's not good. That's not good. And I have to say, I'm a little disappointed with Alexis, because I thought that Alexis was somebody, I thought she had a lot of steam coming out of Survivor Cagayan. I thought that she was going to be somebody who was going to embrace the Rob's the Podcast community. I thought she was somebody who was going to be very active. And I've been disappointed. I've got to be honest, Kurt.
You know what? I think I remember last year when we kicked off the campaign, I made a point of tweeting to every single survivor who I had the Twitter handle of to let them know what was going on. This, you know, the only blame that I'll take for this, because I did not vote, everybody else did, is that we didn't get maybe the word out there, but that shouldn't just be me. People were tweeting to all of the contestants and letting them know they were being voted for. So, you know, there was awareness out there, but if you're tweet free since January 3, you're not going to win this survivor.
Okay. Eric in the chat room saying that Alexis tweeted yesterday, Kurt.
Oh, wow.
So, well, what do you think of that?
Well, this is when I was compiling it a couple days ago, but I'll definitely look that up.
Update the stats. Yeah. Is it possible that maybe you missed all the other cast votes also?
Yeah, that could very well be. You know, given that I was following the wrong LJ for a little bit.
All right. Andrea, let's talk about Alexis. Where did she go wrong here?
I did not have her in my top four, but I'm pretty bummed that she isn't in the finals, just because I've met her and she's super bubbly and funny and cute. Mm-hmm. I think she would have been really good. I think she would have made a really good Miss Survivor. So that's a bummer.
She would have. She has all the tools to have been a good Miss Survivor.
I think with a little campaigning, Alexis could have. Been in the top four. I do.
Yeah. I think that this is clearly a case of somebody who a couple ounces of campaigning would have gone a long way.
She Instagram posts. Just
and to be fair, last tweet was 22 hours ago. The previous tweet was January 3rd. So I stand by my count.
And what was the subject of that tweet, Kurt?
It was congratulating. The most recent one was congratulating Max on being in the next Survivor cast.
Okay. There you go. So Survivor related, she's obviously following the show very closely, but did not want it bad enough.
Nope.
Did not want it bad enough. Okay. Let's update what you guys are saying about Alexis at number six. Bill Methling says, Alexis was supposed to bring the crown and RHAP live to Chicago. She lets down all of the people of Chicago, unfortunately, with her lack of campaigning.
Well, you know, Spencer's from Chicago. That can still happen.
Oh, that's true. That's
I know,
true.
But it would have been cool if Spencer and Alexis were raiding together.
Or even Jatia. Jatia's Chicago.
Abby Sue says, Alexis! Wait, who's Alexis? Yes, Alexis! This person. Alexis from Survivor Cagayan. She was one of the beauty tribe.
Yeah.
All right, TDI fan 133 says, OMG, Alexis! I think she's so underrated, and I really wanted to see her interview, but I'm happy she made it this far. I agree. I think she's underrated, too. I really feel like she came all the way to number six without even mounting a campaign. Kurt, how many more votes would it have taken for her to get to the top four?
To get to the top four?
Yes. Well,
to make it to the top four, she would have needed another... about 400 votes.
400 votes? Oh, that's nothing.
That's, easily.
Yeah. Andrea, how easy is it to get 400 votes?
So easy. That's one Facebook post.
It was one Facebook post. One pandering tweet.
Yep.
One, her Instagram followers, she could just do a cute Instagram photo and vote. Nothing crazy. That's 400 votes right there.
Nothing crazy. Yeah. Boy, if I'm Alexis Maxwell, I am having trouble going to sleep tonight. Thinking of what might have been. Boy, tough stuff. Tough stuff. Yeah. All right. So this is from Sleepy Gloves. Says, Alexis finished better than she did in Cagayan. Hey, that's an improvement.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the voters did not even seem to hold it against her that if she's not dateable. Isaac Samoya says, sad face. I wanted Alexis in the top four.
I like that he spelled out sad face and then put an actual sad face at the end.
Yes. Yes.
Very, very sad, Isaac is.
He's very sad. I think a lot of people are. She has a good fan base. Greg Graham says, you don't want a Miss Survivor who didn't make the merge. Look, we don't hold that against people. Look, we had RC as a Miss Survivor, and she barely made the merge. And look, and that worked out fine, Andrea.
Yeah, exactly.
We never looked back once at that. It was
and
fine.
I think, Candace Cody, she didn't make the merge, and she was like a good time in the Miss Survivor debates last year.
She would have been fine. Andrea, did making
Candace Cody didn't make the merge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Andrea, did making the merge have anything to provide any experience that helped you as Miss Survivor?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe a confidence boost.
Yes. Yes.
Alexis seems pretty confident. I think she would have been great.
Yeah. This is from Jeremiah Yap. Says, did Alexis perhaps twerk for her campaign instead of going on Twitter? Well, if she was just randomly twerking on the street, that is not an effective strategy.
No, that's not.
That would not be effective. It'd probably effective at some things, but not at this. Not at this. All right. This is sad stuff, but unfortunately, we have to move on here in the competition. But I know a lot of people are disappointed. I get a lot of people asking me, when are you going to have Alexis on the podcast? But, probably not anytime in the next 2 weeks. I'll tell you that right now.
It's looking like Jeremiah's surprised in the tweet from Jeremiah P. Wood.
Yeah. Oh, what does he say?
It looks like he's saying, two of my beauties are gone. What's going on? Hashtag RHAP.
Yes. By the way, I just want to tell.
Shout out to Jeremiah.
Well, if Jeremiah Wood is watching, I just want to commend him that I thought he conducted an outstanding campaign. And I really did think he did a great job getting the word out. We talked about it last night. But I thought if Alexis would have borrowed Jeremiah as a campaign manager, she'd be in the top four tonight.
Yeah,
I never know.
All right, so now this is where things get really very, very interesting, and this is a sticky situation here, even though Baylor's already...
Sticky situation.
Because... Here's why. We have a top four, not a top three.
Correct.
And so we will have four out of these five women move on. One will be eliminated right now. And this is a very tough spot to be in because if you get eliminated in this spot, you will need two of the top four to decline an invitation.
In order to make it up there? That's right.
That's right. Because four of these people will have the opportunity to move on. Even if one backs out, then we will go to a top three. It'll take...
Yeah, because two out of four is still three.
Yes, that's right. Two into five is out.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Here are your five potential Miss Survivor candidates. We have, from Survivor San Juan del Sur, Jacqueline Schultz. From Survivor San Juan del Sur, Kelly Wentworth. From Survivor Cagayan, Tasha, Miss Foxy Tasha. From Survivor Cagayan, we have Morgan McLeod. And the winner of Survivor San Juan del Sur, Natalie Anderson. That's your top five here as we head towards one will be eliminated, four will get the coveted golden invitation to the Miss Survivor Finals. Andrea, how do you see this?
Ooh, I'm really excited that Kelly Wentworth is still up there.
Yes.
Because she's been a good sport through this whole thing.
Yes. Would you like to see... Would you like to see Miss... You were the first blonde Miss Survivor. Would you like to see there be a second blonde Miss Survivor?
Let's keep it with the blonde.
Okay. Well, that's good that you're not hating on the other blondes, that you want to be the only blonde Miss Survivor.
No. In fact, now I'm rooting for the blondes.
Now you're rooting for the blondes. Okay.
I'm going to root for the blondes.
Okay. Do you think we will ever have a redhead Miss Survivor?
Is there any redhead contestants in this next season? I don't think so.
I don't know. Will we ever have a redheaded survivor?
What?
Will we ever have a redheaded survivor? What?
Do you require a soul to be on Survivor?
All right, boy. Let's take some.
What do you have against redheads?
I don't know. Let's just take some reaction. Yes, from Jeremiah Wood says, two of the beauties are gone. What's going on?
Sorry, Jeremiah.
Yeah. Okay. Boy. Cass is in the chat room. Says I should have pandered. Yeah. A little pandering is all it takes.
Some kneecap sucking. Some pandering.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Kurt. Again, much like we did last night. Let's discuss the person in fifth place, and then we'll talk about the top four, baby. So
this is great news for four people, and not great news for one.
This is going to be very, very tough. All right, Kurt, tell us number five. How close was it between number five and number four?
So, you know, Alexis had about 1,750 votes. This person has about just over 1,900 votes. And then fourth place leading into the top four was just about 2,150.
Okay. So definitely outside the margin of error.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear, well, it should be a top five. No.
Yeah, no. This didn't change much.
All right, the tabulator has spoken.
Yes.
Okay.
In fifth place, and just outside the bubble, not in the top four, at number five we have Morgan McLeod.
Oh, wow. All right, so this is going to be a big upset for some people. I know a lot of people wanted to see a Morgan Miss Survivor run. It will not happen here. In 2015, unless two out of the top four back out, Morgan will not make the finals of Miss Survivor 2015. Andrea, is this an upset?
I think it is an upset. I thought she was going to be up there, but I don't know if she would have been as enthusiastic as the other girls still there. So I think I'm actually really happy with these results.
Yes, she just you did not get the sense that she was campaigning. You did not get the sense that she was going to be making a serious run, Kurt.
No, she had not tweeted since last August, and I went back and just double-checked that to see if she, too, had congratulated Max Dawson. She had not.
What?
I know.
What? How dare you, Morgan?
Twitter freeze since last August. May not have known it was going on. 321 tweets in total from her account. So, again... I'm posting on Twitter. She may have been promoting the heck out of this on Facebook or Instagram, but if she had, it was not, did not play out.
Yeah. Chaos Cass in the chat room said, you people are stupid for voting for her. boy.
He's not a Morgan fan?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess not. Kurt, boy, it must really, we talked about Alexis not being able to sleep tonight. Boy, if you're Morgan, I mean, what would it have taken to get those 200 extra votes? I mean, she could have really a few taps on the iPhone would have been all it would have taken to get a placement and invitation to the top four.
It's having Jeremiah as a consultant on how to campaign would have put her over the top.
Yeah, boy. All of these, Alexis and Morgan, they both had Jeremiah as a resource, and they could have, all they had to do was pick up the phone. No beauties will make it to the Miss Survivor top four.
Well, let's be fair. No people from
No members of the Survivor beauty tribe. You, and what an upset this would have been.
That's really rude, Rob.
Yeah, yes. Rob.
Yes, I apologize. I apologize to the top four. No members.
I think we should hire Jeremiah as a consultant for the future.
Yeah.
for the campaigns. Yes. He did such a good job. Something to consider.
Look, we'll see if anybody reaches out to him in the finals. His services might be in high demand here, both in the men's and the women's competition. All right, let's start.
Maybe competition between him and Tim LaMaster for campaign manager.
Yes.
So reach out now.
Yes, but two men with a lot in common. All right, so let's go ahead and let's see what you guys are saying about the reaction to Morgan being on the outside looking in. Ismail says, wow, so Morgan won't be bringing her papayas to the debate. No, no, they will. She will not. They will not be at the debate. This is from Reality Show 17, says Jacqueline and Tasha for final two, RHAP, RIP Alexis. Again, she's not dead. She's not dead. She's just not in the competition.
I think that stands for a retweet in peace.
Yes. Okay. So a lot of comments about what's going on with the finalists. Not a lot of reaction yet on Twitter to Morgan not moving in, not moving into the finals. Let's see. Scott, let me know if you have some more Morgan reactions. Otherwise, we will move into talking about the top four. Let me see. This is from Sleepy Glow. Says Morgan McLeod is your queen. How dare you bow down, you fools? That's from Sarah De La Torre on Twitter. Is Morgan the queen, Andrea?
I don't think so.
Andrea, are you not that impressed with Morgan?
No, she's fine. I don't think she would have been very enthusiastic in the finals.
Yeah. How do you think she would have done in the debate?
Some bubbly girls, and I think we have.
Well,
a good
she's bubbly.
I'm very happy with our top four.
Okay, all right. Louise Johnson, all the way in Australia, says, "Oh dear, now I'll never get to know Morgan's special talent." Andrea, do we have an idea of what Morgan's special talent would have been?
Don't put me on the spot. She might be a great. She's probably a good dancer.
Dancer, Kurt. What's your guess?
Cooking. There we go. She put on like a demonstration for us.
I'm gonna guess juggling.
I bet you will.
Juggling. Okay.
Terrible.
All right. Let's see one more reaction. OMMF underscore Lexi says WTF Morgan's out. What is this? So
yeah.
Look, she got a lot of votes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about it for the first time. Your final four here of the Miss Survivor finalists, the four people that will receive invitations to move on to the next round. Again, if any of the four decline an invitation, they will not be replaced, only if two decline the nominations. They are, here they are, in no particular order, Jacqueline Schultz, Kelly Wentworth, we have Tasha Fox and Natalie Anderson. All right. So let's talk about this, Andrea. Tell us your thoughts as the final four as a group.
I think that, like I said, I'm really happy with this group. I think Natalie definitely has the best fan base here.
Yes.
But Kelly is an underdog. And she surprised me that she's in the top four. And I think she could, I'm really rooting for her as the underdog.
Yeah.
If Jacqueline actually campaigns, she could be she could be really good at this too. But I know she's doing a lot of stuff now with Cosmopolitan and she's retweeting that a lot. So yeah. Maybe
oh, distracted. Yes.
And then Tasha, I'm a big fan of Tasha, but I haven't really checked out her Twitter, so I don't know what she's up to.
Out of the four, Tasha was the one that had nothing about Miss Survivor, no retweets, nothing like that. Like obviously we know that Natalie was pretty active. But Kelly was the one she was the Jeremiah of this campaign, of this poll. She was huge rap supporter. She was definitely in it to win it. She announced it on day one. She was in it. She was wearing a rap t-shirt when she did it. She even appeared on the reality TV wrap-ups Bachelor podcast with Amy and Haley. So she is a friend to the Rob Has a Planet.
She's cute, too. I'm fangirling.
Yes, Andrea is very vocal in her support.
Cute.
All right. Well, let's also, look at this. Also, very, very interesting. Three members from the last season of San Juan del Sur. We wonder how the loved ones will also factor into this. Miss Foxy Tasha, of course, is the lone representative from Survivor Kagyan, does not have that benefit working for her. We also may have some intrigue here if John Mish enters the competition on the men's side, Kurt.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. And if John does enter, that also makes, I believe, Spencer and Tasha the sole representatives from Kagyan if Tony does not participate. So you've got the sole Kagyan representatives. You've got the John and Jack pairing. You know, you've got some potential hijinks with Natalie and her sister. And, of course, you can't count out whatever Farm Guy 69 is going to do in support of his daughter.
Yes. So lots of interesting stuff. Now, also, Jacqueline does have the advantage of being a former Miss Michigan, that she does have experience in the world of pageantry.
That's true.
Yes.
True.
So that could be an advantage. Andrea, do you think that will play well with the Miss Survivor voters?
Oh, I think so, because they know that she has some experience. I'd be really worried if I was the other contestants that her and John, the pairing is what makes me nervous for the other one.
The pairing could be a factor here.
A nice pair. Why don't you just vote them both and they win? Bing, bada, boom.
Yes, a nice pair helps. So, Kurt, we'll see what will happen here. We have a winner. We have people from all over the Survivor spectrum. This is a very exciting Final Four.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. It was an unconventional, you know, decision we had to make. But I'm hoping that all four actually, you know, pick up the mantle and want to participate and have a good time with it.
Okay, let's go get some reactions from you guys before we wrap this up tonight. Okay. Oh, this is from Natalie Anderson. Said, yay, me reacting to Miss Survivor results. Thanks. Natalie does a really good job. She posts a lot of GIFs on online, a lot of stuff. She does a very good job with the GIF campaigning. Travis Harad says, I am eager for the Miss Survivor debates. Can't wait to know, what does the Fox say? Now, did Tasha, you said she didn't campaign?
Not at all.
Nothing
that I saw from Miss Foxy Tasha on Twitter.
Yes. All right. So we'll see. I feel like we should be fairly certain that Natalie and Kelly will accept the nomination. Jacqueline, did Jacqueline campaign, Kurt?
She retweeted a few things, but there was no major campaigning from her. But she was like, you know, replying thanks to a couple people or retweeting support of her. So she knew that it was going on.
Okay, and I guess that Tasha is the big question mark out of this group.
Yes, I would say so. She only had two tweets during the time of the actual polling.
What were they about?
One was talking about how the Knights of Ponderosa were cray-cray.
The Knights of Ponderosa are cray-cray?
Yes.
Like the Knights at Ponderosa or the actual like Knights with a K?
With an N, the evenings at Ponderosa
so
with her fellow survivors.
Nostalgic talking about being at Ponderosa.
Yes. And then Spencer actually had asked Tasha if she could wish somebody well as they were about to go into surgery on their Facebook page. And she responded to him and said, yes, I will.
Okay. Well, that is a good trait to have as Miss Survivor. Andrea, do you do those sort of things as Miss Survivor?
Do what?
Do you wish people well before they go into surgery when Survivor fans are going to have surgery?
Oh yeah. Sometimes if people tweet me stuff like that.
Okay. Well, that is a very,
I was just going to contribute. Kelly just said, next up, #, Miss Survivor debates. I'm ready to rumble. And a few emojis.
Well, technically she's next up ready. Will be the interviews. And then next up after that will be the debates.
Yeah, Kelly needs to get it together.
That's the order.
She's a little emoji crazy.
All right. So just to give you guys an idea of what's coming up next for the competition. Next week, I will sort out everybody who is in and who is out through the weekend. And then next week, we will have all of our interviews with the Mr. and Miss Survivor finalists. As I get word officially from the contenders, I will alert you guys on Twitter when I have official announcements. So it sounds like, again, we have a very quick response from Kelly and Natalie. I'll get an official word from them sometime within the next 24 hours or so. But that sounds like that's good. Jacqueline, we are going to reach out to as well. And then Tasha will also reach out to and find out what she is thinking about all of this. Let's take a few more reactions, and I'll tell you what else is coming up here on Rob's Podcast. Tarany Christine says, Tasha Fox, the only brain in the Miss Survivor top four. Interesting. Yeah, it depends. What are you into here?
Yeah, I mean, not the only brain, but the only Cagayan representative. So, although to be fair, I'm sure that everybody else has a brain too. She's the only official brain tribe member. We have to clarify.
Yes, the only brain tribe member.
There's no brawn in the top five.
David Healy says, so thrilled to see Natalie and Miss Foxy Tasha nominated for Miss Survivor. Can we have a tie? Kurt, could there ever be a tie? What is the tie break for Miss Survivor voting?
Oh, boy. Coming up with a haiku on the spot? I don't know. It's
fire making?
Yeah, fire making challenge, yes.
Andrea, what should we do if there's a Miss Survivor tie? Rock, paper, scissors, or should you crown the next Miss Survivor?
Oh, I'll do it.
You're the tiebreaker?
I just decide. That's fun. Kurt, I'll have a lot of haters then. Oh. I'm going to get so many hate tweets if I just decide.
Boy, Kurt, what should we do if the vote
Maybe
for the finals?
It should come down to the talent.
What should we do if the vote is within the margin of error, Kurt?
I was saying that we would probably have a referendum revote with only the tied contestants as the contestants. So if we have two people tied.
Oh, okay. A one-day vote off?
Yeah. You know what? We've never had a tie for first place in the history of Survivor. I don't think it's going to happen in Miss Survivor or Mr. Survivor.
Well, I think it should be Kurt, could we get a poll ready for a live vote during the show where we say that, look, we will say, look, we have like a 30-minute vote?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I will know before we air the final results that this is a thing. So that could easily be ready if that is the case.
Yes. Okay. Boy, that would be very exciting. Okay, let's get a couple more reactions. All right, this is from Jeremiah Wood says, come on, Miss Foxy Tasha, bring it home for Kagayan. Love you, girl. All right, so we know where Jeremiah's heart is.
I think this is the most shocking thing of all of it, that Jeremiah is so into it. I love it.
Yes. Okay.
I wish I would have known this. I would have campaigned for him or something.
Hey, and Jeremiah's at what, number six, Kurt?
Yep. Secretary of the Treasury spot.
Look, if Tony's out and Jeremy doesn't want to do it, then
Reed doesn't want
to
do it.
Yeah, then we're talking to John Mish and Reed, and if one of those guys out, Jeremiah's back in this thing.
That'd be a dream come true.
Wow, this could be the wildest year yet for Miss and Mr. Survivor.
Yeah, this is like Make a Wish. We'll have him make a challenge for Survivor, and he can compete.
Wow. Paul Borges says, Kelly Wentworth, pandering power. Congrats, girl. Hashtag RHAP, hashtag Miss Survivor, hashtag Bell Let's Talk. 5 more cents.
Yeah.
Wow. Alexander Point says, Farm Guy 69 doesn't know whether he should root for Kelly Wentworth or Jacqueline. If Dale must be very conflicted. I Got Curl says, I need Jacqueline as Mr. and Mr. Survivor, or Jonalyn. I guess that's the couple name. That's good. That's a good couple name. Don't mess this up now, voters, from the very controversial Mr. Tim LeMaster. Hashtag Team Jacqueline. So that is a big domino to fall. Tim LeMaster puts his support behind Team Jacqueline.
Yeah, I think he tweeted out.
That's huge, actually. That's huge.
That's a huge endorsement.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Rachel, who says, Wentworth for the win. So what? Really, the RHAP community support is very evenly divided, foreshadowing that Andrea Belke will pass the Miss Survivor crown on to Kelly Wentworth after Packers lost to the Seahawks.
You got to bring that up. You got to bring that up, Chad Shepard.
Yeah. Corey Iverson says, Natalie better win this. The top three desperately needs her after seeing the options remaining.
Oh.
Wow.
Aid.
Wow. Boy, there is a lot of different opinions right now. Rooting for Kelly Wentworth for Miss Survivor Seattle represents. So we could probably keep going all night long. Everybody has their favorite. And Kurt, this is going to be a very fun competition, I think.
Yeah, just at least from the tweets that we've been seeing, it doesn't sound like there is anybody out there who has nobody in the final four they can root for. Yeah. You may not like three of the contestants, but there's at least one you do like. And it sounds like that is potentially applicable to any of the final four.
We got something for everybody this year.
We do. We're like the Baskin Robbins of bowls.
Yes.
That's all I got.
All right. So here's what's coming up the rest of the week. We are going to have for you guys on Friday, I'm going to be posting my very extensive sit down with Mr. Survivor. We are going to cover a number of different topics with Malcolm, and it's probably the most in-depth interview I've probably that's ever happened with Malcolm. Andrea,
wow!
Is there anything that you wanted to know about Malcolm? Tune in on Friday.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he's up to.
Yeah. Also, we'll get Malcolm's picks for who should be Mr. and Miss Survivor. And it may surprise you who Malcolm is endorsing for Mr. Survivor.
For Mr. Survivor?
Yes. Okay. And Malcolm will give his thoughts on the competition. And they may be controversial opinions. Because Malcolm has come out against one of the Mr. Survivor candidates. So you'll have to tune in on Friday to hear what he has to say. Also, for those of you guys following the evolution of strategy, we are going to be up to the seventh week of our Survivor offseason, and that means it's time for the Pearl Islands chapter of the Evolutions of Strategy to drop this Friday. Of course, a lot of strategy stuff to talk about there. Andrea, do you know I'm going back and watching every season of Survivor and doing like a 9-hour audiobook about every chapter?
I did hear about that.
Is that the nerdiest thing you ever heard?
So nerdy.
Does that make you embarrassed to be Miss Survivor that I'm doing that?
Well, I mean, I'm only Miss Survivor for another, few weeks?
Yeah, and then you'll be glad to be,
I don't
to
have
be done
to play
with it.
You anymore.
Yes, yes, because that's very embarrassing.
Hey, so is it kind of like Serial? Am I going to get into it like Serial?
Yeah, it's exactly like Serial. Less people are murdered.
Okay, can't wait.
Less people get murdered. But yeah, we'll talk about Survivor, the Pearl Islands, coming up this Friday. That's going to drop as well. You can see more about that at evolutionstrategy.com. Also on Thursday night, I will be talking to the patrons of Rob as a Podcast with our big patron cast, our live call-in show. That's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. If you want to get in on that, there is still time. You can go to robasawebsite.com/patron. And then over the weekend, I will be bringing you coverage of King of the Nerds season 3. We'll have episode 2 on Friday night, and then we'll have a podcast for you guys on Saturday. That'll go up. And of course, then we'll start the week off again with more spicing. So boy, we've got everything covered, Kurt.
Nice.
Yes.
Lots to see on the network.
Lots to see. All right. Do we have a hashtag for tonight? Kurt, what did you say about Baskin Robbins?
With the Baskin Robbins of polls.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think that's going to convert into a hashtag.
All right. Then
top four, baby.
If not, what gets 5 cents for people with mental health issues? Because I think that maybe we might, after the people sitting through this, might think that we all qualify for that.
I'm down with top four, baby.
Top four, baby.
Top four, baby. I have in my notes.
Top four, baby.
Or hashtag accept Tony or something. Something directed to Tony so he accepts. Let's bully him into accepting.
Yeah, well, look, that if you want to see the people that you voted for, go ahead and enter the next round of the competition. Make sure you send them some tweets and let them know you want to see them move on. You voted for them. You put in your time, you invested in voting over and over on all your devices for these people. Let them know you want to see them represent your wishes in the next round of the competition. So let them know you want to see them move on. All right. So, Kurt,
yes.
Thank you for all of your work. I think that you're an unsung hero during all of this time. You put hours and hours into work of looking at the data, making sure Cass doesn't get a lot of votes, screwing Cass over, right?
Yeah, no, that probably took the most time, was just deleting one by one all of the votes.
All of the Cass votes because you were working against her.
I thought she was in 10th place. Somehow she got up to 7th. I don't know how that happened.
Okay, no, in all seriousness, Kurt does an outstanding job. I trust him with my life. on this stuff. And Kurt, thank you so much for all your hard work year in and year out with this poll.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Kurt.
Yes. And Andrea. No, I have to thank you now, Andrea, because you did such a great job here. You really rose to the occasion these last two nights of helping us out. That it was so much fun. I think you've started a new tradition I don't know. Should it be the reigning Miss Survivor or should it always be you, Andrea?
Oh, what? Really?
Well, look, you're welcome.
We come back when yes. I'm more and more irrelevant. I'll keep coming back.
Yes. This was so great to have you here. That this was much less awkward for me to have you here with Kurt than when you were here with Vetus. And I felt like he was very I was very uncomfortable when he was flirting with you when we were doing the show. So this is what was much more comfortable for me, Andrea.
Yeah, I'm a little more comfortable too.
Yes. Yes. Kurt didn't ask you to come to yoga.
I am always around, so if you need help with anything, you know I'm here.
Yes. Well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you to Scott also for updating the big board all the way through and fielding all of your comments. And thanks to everybody who joined us live, especially the survivors who were here with us also for the results show. Thanks to everybody who ran a campaign as well. This is a lot of stress for me during Mr. Survivor, and it will continue to be very stressful for me for the next couple of weeks. But it's worth it because I know that people really get a kick out of it. So it's very, very fun. Can't wait to start the interviews next week. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Out, walk, out, wave, outfits. She's got them. She's top one. Baby, she's not on the bottom. You'll know her name. She's got our HAP fame. With me, shout them letters. You know the game. MSSURVIVOR. MSSURVIVOR.